This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court determined the Biden administration broke the law when they discontinued the Remain in Mexico policy, officially known as Migrant Protection Protocol. It will start back up Monday as a deal has been reached again with Mexico.
We also believe in following the law, and that's exactly what we're doing, as there was a ruling that required us moving forward with implementation.
Candidate Joe Biden in 2020.
Seeking asylum has to do it in another country. That's never happened before in America. They're sitting in squalor on the other side of the river.
Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris again last week offered no leadership on the border crisis. Senator Bob Dole, who overcame devastating World War II combat wounds to become a longtime Republican senator from Kansas and his party's unsuccessful 1996 presidential nominee, died in his sleep Sunday at the age of 98. USA Radio News.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Parents of the Michigan high school shooter have been arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter for allegedly buying their son the handgun used in the crime. The couple were hiding out in a commercial building. The owner of that building is cooperating with authorities.
Police in the Detroit area had said they did think somebody had helped the parents of the accused Michigan shooter get into the building where they were found hiding on Saturday. That's when they were apprehended by police, but officials now say a Detroit area artist, 65-year-old Andre Sikora, originally of Poland, isn't charged with the crime, but voluntarily contacted police after finding out about the Crumbly's arrests. Sikora is reportedly maintaining his innocence despite being connected with that building, and they say he's now fully cooperating with investigators. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Chinese rover on the dark side of the moon has been exploring since early 2019. It discovered a strange-looking cube-shaped object it spotted in the distance. We should know more in the coming days. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Former HUD Secretary and brain surgeon Ben Carson was on Newsmax over the weekend. He says although COVID-19 variants will be around for years, Americans cannot punish countries for being transparent.
Well, you know, that is a sad situation because that's going to encourage other nations to hide things rather than to be forthright. And, you know, if you're going to be requiring people to have a negative test before they come into the country, that should apply to South Africa, too. They shouldn't have to have extra measures. And, you know, when it comes to the seriousness of what we're doing, I think American people are more observant than many in the government think they are. They're watching what's going on. They're seeing all the inconsistencies. They're seeing the lack of concern about people coming across our southern border, and yet this magnified concern about people who are flying in here. None of that makes sense. And when it comes to natural immunity, you know, a few weeks ago, CDC admitted that they didn't have data on natural immunity. Why don't they have data on natural immunity? Because they're not collecting it. Why aren't they collecting it? I guess because they don't want to know the result. But, you know, real science you would look at everything and you would take all the avenues that are available to us, and you wouldn't be making mandates to individuals. You would be saying, we have the best medical system in the world. We want you to have this information, and we want you to discuss it with your healthcare professional.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy. You've seen what's happening with our country. We're up is down, down is up. It's, an upside-down kind of world. And for those of us of faith and, that are familiar with the Bible and the book of Isaiah, said, hey, there will be that time when good is evil and evil is good and sweet, sour, sour, sweet. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, just as God said it would happen, we are experiencing it. And the fact of the matter is that this is a repeat. This isn't the first time, and if Jesus comes back sooner, maybe this will be the last time. But chances are, again, this is on God's time schedule. It is the nature of man, and we keep reproducing these mistakes and this kind of behavior because we want to see things. We think that we are the ruler of the universe. Oh, gosh, I'll tell you, the arrogance of it all, it is stupefying, to say the least. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us, the president and founder of American Facing, your pastor of Influence Church. Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. Good to hear your voice, and you're on point again. When you call evil good and evil good evil, mm-hmm. you've got a problem. And
yes.
I was thinking, when you were talking, I was thinking about the verse in Proverbs. It's one, I think it's in chapter 1 or 2. And it says that woe to those who lay in wait to shed innocent blood.
Yes.
And it occurred to me that what happens, we're really seeing a revelation of what's in the heart of a lot of people right now. And we thought it wasn't there. We thought it was just classic liberalism, but we find out it was a heart with an evil intent that now has come out and is marching boldly down Main Street because it is basically unrestrained on a federal level, and we also see it on state levels as well.
Well, and the thing that they're overlooking here, Phil, is judgment is already baked into the cake. They're realizing the judgment of their heirs, but they are so arrogant and so egotistical, they are refusing to accept the judgment of the universe that's already in place, because God's already set this in motion. I mean, he designed the universe in such a way that there were bumpers set up, and that if we hit the bumpers and we respond and go, okay, it's like the law of gravity. You defy gravity, you find out after a couple bruises that maybe you shouldn't just throw yourself off the top of the building anymore. And this country is doing this. And now, the way history shows us is that God will allow this to go on. Is that, you know, if they're so stupid that they can't take a hint and see the consequences of their decisions and poor choices that they make, and certainly the number one choice is that you would ignore God and turn your back on God. Well, then, you know, in the history of man, eventually God shows up. in a very demonstrative way to show you one thing, and that is, and this is the recurring theme in the Old Testament, and even in the New when you think about it, that you would know that I am God. That you would know I am God. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think a really relevant illustration of that is what's just happened in New York with the Cuomo brothers. And, mm-hmm. Babylon Bee came out and said, yeah, they have about 100% unemployment rate over there right now. But they thought they could get away with anything and everything, and they did for a while. And all of a mm-hmm. sudden, judgment hit, and things changed very, very quickly for them. And I think they're still living in a period of shock. What do you think?
I think so, and delusion. Because the fact of the matter is judgment's going to come to the White House. Phil, it's going to come to the White House. I mean, all this stuff that's happening with Hunter Biden, this obvious stuff that's going on in leadership right now, I mean, God abhors this kind of leadership. This is an anathema to God Almighty. And if Joe Biden cannot take a hint and see the writing on the wall, then he is going to see the finger of handwriting on the wall that says, you have been measured, you have been judged, and your days are numbered.
Yep, that's it. That's the answer right there. And, just because it's not swift doesn't mean it doesn't come. That's the other
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
The ungodly think, well, I've got away with this so long, God must be okay with it. No, it's just judgment doesn't always come when you enact an evil act somehow along the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, because God's a redeeming God. He's a forgiving God. He doesn't want Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, any political leader. He doesn't want any of us, to go down the road of destruction. But it's up to us. I mean, it's a choice that we make. And we can either, respond to the consequences and reunite with God's purposes, or not. And then at that point, it really comes down to, that's when evil really is evil. I mean, for some period of time, you might say, well, it's a mistake, it's human error, it's, that kind of stuff. But when you sit there in the face of God and your hands on your hips saying, hey, look, I want to be exalted higher than you, and you insist on that five times, well, get ready. Judgment is a coming. And it may seem very slow, but when it comes, it's very swift, isn't it?
That's correct. And, you only have to go through the headlines once and realize what's happening in our world. And I think it is. You're right. There's a house of cards that is starting to crumble. And there's acceleration almost of evil before the 2022 election, because they know they're going to get this thing is going to flip. They've got to know it. There's just no way you can read any other thing into what's happening here. And it kind of reminds me of what it says in the book of Revelation, where it says, Satan, knows his time is short and basically, speeds up evil. And so whenever you think you're running out of time, it's kind of like the speaking of crime. I mean, think about what happened up here in San Francisco with the smash and grabs. Right. And so, Louis Vuitton, $1 million, and the guys are out, no bail.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? If you're living in that city, do you want to actually be a store owner? I mean, it's crazy.
But Phil, you wrote about this in Lawlessness. The thing is that it we see it in San Francisco, and we're silly enough to think that that's where it stops. No. It's that leaven that infects everything. It impacts the culture at large, and it's manifest, though right now we're seeing it, then it's going to be manifest, in small town USA with our kids. And you go, where in the heck did that come from? I mean, let's rewind just a bit with Bill Clinton and the Monica Lewinsky case. It depends what the definition of is. Little did we know that all that activity was going to ignite a sexual revolution amongst our teenagers, Phil.
Right. Well, and, the fact that he got away with it, wasn't removed from office, kind of reminded people what was really going on, what happened. And then you had the other side that said, I can't believe that Clinton, was impeached for having sex with Monica. No, he wasn't impeached for that. He was impeached for lying to a grand jury.
Right.
And And the facts are so fuzzy that people, if you basically impeached every person that was a president from having sex with somebody, we might have had fewer presidents.
I'm not sure that wouldn't have been a bad thing.
Well, there you go.
I mean, just only saying, you know, because what we're talking about is noting the standard. What are we going to live by? Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from him after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
I want you to ponder that for just a moment. I mean, think about it. You know, here we are, the second week of Advent. Second week is dedicated to faith. And that is believing things that are not as though they are, because you know who is the faith giver, who time and again, just like this song says, you know, when did he change? He's always been the same. God Almighty is, and as Phil and I were just talking about, that his intent is for righteousness and goodness for all, lest you forget. But we are in a failed plane here. We're in a fallen plane dealing with humanoids that run the whole spectrum. Even people of faith, Phil, that, you know, I often say, you know, this is so frustrating because, you know, you sit there and go, the thing, you know, you're echoing Paul's sentiment exactly, where you say, the thing I want to do, I don't do. That's what I do. You know, how frustrating is this? This is the life of faith that we live. And it is frustrating unless you can have moments of repose and realize there is God Almighty who forgives us and is still championing our cause or his cause that we happen to be part of.
Well, and it's a great cry of the Bible. It is, oh God, mm-hmm. when? The martyrs of Revelation, oh God, when? And mm-hmm. I think it's a legitimate cry. I mean, because when you see evil marching so boldly, you want God to act, and I also think it's a reminder from God to say, but I put you here on planet Earth, created in my image, to make a difference. Now, I want you to act. I want you to take evil by the throat. I want you to do something with what's going on here. And I think that's a great reminder for us today. It's interesting. I've been flying a lot, and I just got back from your neck of the woods. And while I was on the plane, I watched, again, The Band of Brothers, you know, and it's one of those great, great movies and great reminders. Well, the final Band of Brothers just died at 99, and he was a Jewish soldier in the movie that was, you know, that was part of that Band of Brothers, and he was the one that stole cognac, said reserved for the Fuhrer, when they freed those incarcerated there at Dachau. And he toasted on his son's bar mitzvah with that cognac. It's a great reminder of revenge. That which Hitler tried to destroy became the toast at a bar mitzvah, demonstrating that righteousness will prevail.
And this is what faith is about. You know, in the second week of Advent that we're moving into, and I say that we would all ponder that this week and not lose faith. And this is what the left would want us to do, is to lose faith like these people that have been incarcerated, you know, without due process, Phil. One of the things they want them to do is to disavow an association with Trump or conservatism. I mean, and as we were talking with one guest earlier from Stop Hate, he said, if they all just came up and said, we made a mistake and we disavow Donald Trump, we disavow conservatism, they'd be out of jail. And these men and women have the audacity and the courage to stand on that which is true. And like you said, all this is coming into judgment, maybe not at our speed, certainly, but it's also, it's character building and it's character revealing. It's like, who are you standing with here? Are you standing for the truth tellers, or do you just want to surrender, you know, with these people that have a narrative that are doing something that are, I'm sorry. I mean, it's round pegs in a square hole. It's so obvious for me, Phil. I cannot surrender to that. It's just an anathema. I mean, it would destroy my own integrity in such a way. I wouldn't know who I was if I did that.
Well, and you know, I think the one thing, as you were speaking, Bill, I thought about, how easy is it for us to forget, unless we're reminded, that there are people that are still in jail without due process in D.C. whose crime cannot even go to a speedy trial. And you know, you've got to go on your life, and you can forget about it. You can forget about, you know, somebody will tell you something horrible, like the curriculum in public school system that's related, that's basically porn. And you think about how bad that is, and then give yourself 24 hours and it's not even on your conscious memory. Unless your kid is being exposed to it, or you're somehow fighting it, you forget about it. And evil is a funny thing, because it's easy to kind of go on with life and forget about that, or forget about how, you know, the number of people aborted, you know, since Roe v. Wade is larger than the city of Los Angeles. I mean, think about wiping out an entire city. If that happened, how the upcry and the outcry that would happen from that. But that's exactly what it is. It's 25 million. I mean, it's an enormous number of people. And but yes, we forget about it unless we're actively in the fight.
Well, and the thing is, and you're exactly right, it goes in cycles. And the thing is evil understands that. They understand that we get distracted. We have things that we believe that are more important than that, and they continue. I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were all championing the cause for the mother bears in Virginia. The conservatives won the governorship of Virginia. I mean, it was monumental. And you think, okay, that's going to be the end of CRT. No. What they've done is they've gone in and they've removed CRT as its initials and it's presented. But the infrastructure of CRT is still in place. And, you know, they're just... you know, they're unyielding. The resistance continues because this is the thing that progressives do. They, Phil, I don't know if progressives ever give up, you know, give up any land that they abscond with. I mean, they never let go. You have got to go in and annihilate them for all that that represents. I mean, you know, here it is. You got Ilhan Omar, who marries her brother in order to circumvent immigration laws, and she gets elected to Congress, and she's still there. You've got a congressman who's sleeping literally with the enemy, and he's on the Intelligence Committee. He's still on. We have one Republican who puts out, well, as his staff puts out a meme, and he gets castigated and canceled like no end. And you're what is all this about? I mean, this is but this is the relentlessness of progressives, and this is the battle in which we're fighting. And then, you know, conservatives like Lindsey Graham and others just think, oh, you know, it's like kumbaya. We got to be friends. We'll still go have cocktails together and all that. What is going on here?
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, laws are just ignored, whether it's an immigration law or it's actually a marriage law like that. I mean, that's not legal, in my estimation, to marry. Certainly not moral to do that. And yet she gets away with it. And people are almost afraid to question illegal acts anymore because they don't want to get labeled, pigeonholed, or fired from their job. And that's the craziness it's come to. There are plenty of people who know what's wrong, but the consequences seem too great for them to make with their life. And I get it. I'm not trying to act like I don't get it. I get it. My job doesn't demand that. I mean, we took the, you know, the challenge of the First Amendment and stayed open during the pandemic, you know, exactly. But we also stood the consequences. It could mean some bad things for us, but we knew that the point we were making was greater than the consequences that were coming.
Well, you're representing the true nature of Christ's church. That's you, and that was faith. That's you had faith that Jesus meant what he said, that God meant what he said, and you trusted his protection. Just like you and I, when we were talking about, I asked you, I said, Phil, have you ever heard of a super spreader coming out of a church anywhere across the country? And you thought about it for a moment. You go, I'm not aware of any. Well, you got to know, if there was one, the mainstream media would be all over that, like white on rice. We'd hear no end of it. So why is that so? Because God has sanctified the church. He has set it apart, and he's protecting it, and we need to see it as such. Phil Hotzenpiller from AmericanFaith.com. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court determined the Biden administration broke the law when they discontinued the Remain in Mexico policy, officially known as Migrant Protection Protocol. It will start back up Monday as a deal has been reached again with Mexico.
We also believe in following the law, and that's exactly what we're doing, as there was a ruling that required us moving forward with implementation.
Candidate Joe Biden in 2020.
Seeking asylum has to do it in another country. That's never happened before in America. They're sitting in squalor on the other side of the river.
Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris again last week offered no leadership on the border crisis. Senator Bob Dole, who overcame devastating World War II combat wounds to become a longtime Republican senator from Kansas, and his party's unsuccessful 1996 presidential nominee, died in his sleep Sunday at the age of 98. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And the holidays are coming at us at rapido speed, let me tell you. And you're likely making your way down the gift list, right? But, you know, when you're searching out gift ideas for a multitude of people, including one or two that are particularly difficult to shop for, you might be feeling the pressure, maybe just a little bit, huh? Aren't you happy that we have tech expert Andrea Smith with us right now? She's to highlight the latest in gaming, tablet devices, and home tech. Whether you're shopping for a tech lover or gadget guru, Andrea's going to share the gift recommendations that even the hard-to-please love to receive. Andrea, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm, you know, speeding into the holiday like everybody else, trying to keep my hair not so much on fire. But, hey, 'tis the season.
How crazy. It's already December.
I know. Well, everything's happening right now. And I love this time of year. You know, we've got Hanukkah, we got the Christmas season right after Thanksgiving. I mean, all is well.
That's true. That's true. It's just going a little fast.
Right. I'm with you. And I can't believe it. It's just like, what happened in November? You know, Thanksgiving came and went, and here we are in December, and, you know, Christmas music all over the place, and everybody's having a good time. And meanwhile, we're going, oh, my goodness, you know, with some of the supply chain crisis going on and delays and everything, you and I talked about this before, is that, boy, this is the season to shop early and often.
It absolutely is. You should be getting out there and shopping now. And, you know, I am hearing from some of the brands that things are getting into the stores, but it really is a good, you know, if you haven't shopped yet, you need to get out there now.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. So let's talk about the techies that are on our list. What are the favorite gift ideas that you've been playing with this season?
Well, you know, I always think that this is a great time of year to gift somebody a tablet or a laptop, especially, you know, we've been sharing with our family members, you know, maybe give them one of their own. So for a tablet, Samsung Galaxy Tab S7 FE or Fan Edition, well, this delivers those fan favorite features from the Tab S7 series at an affordable price. It's got a 12.4-inch Full HD touchscreen display. This is perfect for watching content, and it's also great for maximum productivity because it includes the S Pen. That's the pen that you can write and draw right on the tablet, and it's got optional 5G connectivity, so you can multitask from anywhere. Or you can really make somebody's holiday with a new laptop like the Samsung Galaxy Book. Now, this has just the right blend of power and performance. It's thin, it's light, it's running the latest Windows 11 home operating system, and it's got a 15.6-inch Full HD touchscreen. When I first saw this, I could not believe how gorgeous it was. Mm-hmm. It's got Dolby Atmos surround sound technology, so it's just going to be great. Those videos are going to look and sound amazing.
Yeah, I love the technology and the advancements. And, you know, I've been in the market thinking, okay, I need to support, I use a MacBook Pro right now, but I need to have something like for, you know, Zoom meetings and to be able to access my other apps that doesn't necessarily tie up my main platform.
Right, sure. And you can get a laptop or you can get one of, you know, a tablet that's got a really nice big screen. And a lot of people with a keyboard, you know, Bluetooth connected keyboard, that can become like a really powerful laptop for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I need to be able to, you know, because I take lots of notes, as you know, and to be able to blend them into my main laptop, you know, because I utilize this quite a bit as well. So I'm investigating, but I like what Samsung is doing here, and the fact that you have the pen that you can write with and then easily convert it to type and, you know, clean up maybe my lousy cursive writing at times, you know. So that's
so
always good.
If you're one of those people who takes a lot of notes, that S Pen, it makes such a difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the tech gadgets that are taking the reins, so to speak, this holiday season. What do you have to share with us on that?
So you won't be surprised at this, Bill. You know it's all about gaming, right?
Yeah, we know.
This holiday season. So you really can't go wrong with a new video game. So there's Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, which is the new standalone chapter in the much-loved PlayStation franchise. It's for gamers of all levels. It's designed exclusively for the PS5, and it's got a compelling story with those timeless themes. For the sports fan, MLB The Show has a range of difficulty settings and tutorials to help new players like me learn how to use the game. And you can play a casual pickup game, or you can get that MLB experience, that authentic experience, through different modes for all skill levels. So I like these kinds of games because, you know, everywhere from a skilled gamer to a novice can play them.
Mm. Well, I'm impressed. You're getting pulled into the gaming genre now, huh?
You know, I used to cover it a lot more, and when I wasn't covering it as much, my son was like, Mike, could you go back to gaming, please?
Exactly. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, because here he is. He gets to test out in beta. And, of course, it's great to have him because, you've got a practical user who can give you the thumbs up or thumbs down on any of these, these games that you're looking at. But, I'm like you. I've been kind of slowing, and the kids kind of, hey, Dad, come on, you got to get into this. And, you know, it's like, oh, you know, when I get some time, you know, and it's almost like cats in the cradle sometimes, I think. But hey, we're talking with Andrew Smith, the award-winning news and technology journalist. Andrew Smith is with us. How about the young'uns? What ideas do you have for the younger set?
Well, you know, younger kids really like to learn through creative play. So you can make learning fun with Osmo. It combines tablet-based gameplay with hands-on learning. So kids will draw objects or arrange game pieces, and then they can see their actions come to life on the screen. There's a couple of them. The Little Genius Starter Kit engages preschoolers in educational games like phonics and letters. And the Genius for elementary ages has subjects like math and reading. And then there's the Creative Starter Kit, which has drawing and puzzles, a really fun way of, you know, it makes problem solving fun. And then lastly, for the sinus sufferers in your family, there's Clear Out Phytivic Health. Now, this is an FDA-cleared device that uses low-level electrical stimulation to provide that relief from sinus pain, sinus headache, and the congestion that you get from allergies, colds, and flu. It is the season. And what I like about this is it's all without the use of any drugs.
Wow, this is awesome. What about that really hard to please person on your list that keeps you up at night? That you say, wait a minute, this person has everything. You know, what can I do? You know, what kind of tech essentials do we need to consider for them?
Gosh, you know, Bill, that is the question that keeps me up at night. Because, you know, for the person who has everything, I mean, what are you going to do? First, I'm always about accessories, right? Like really fun phone cases, something they won't buy themselves, chargers, accessories, pretty cases. And then, you know, honestly, a gift card I don't think is a cop-out anymore. I think a gift card, especially to a place that you know that person will like, I think that's always a good idea. And don't tell my kids because I did that.
Well, you know, I love the idea of gift cards, and I know some people say, well, that's kind of a cop-out. But, you know, sometimes what you can do is still personalize it or package it in such a way that shows that you did give it some thought, right? Because sometimes it's in the presentation, or maybe most of the times it's in the presentation, right?
Or that you know them, you understand them, you know what store they like to shop in, you know what kinds of things they like. So, yeah, it's all about the presentation and giving it a little bit of thought.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm with you on gift cards. It's not a cop out. I think that if you give it some thought and you know that there's a store that they shop at, chances are, I mean, hey, they're going to go back and shop and appreciate it. And it is that card that can keep on giving, depending on what the number is on that card. You know, they'll use it several times, right? And it'll make things and take the pressure off. That's the thing. That's what we need to do. Well, Andrew Smith, as always, it's great to have you with us. Where can everybody go for more information?
Head to d6news.com/tech-for-the-family.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Music for the season, huh? Lighten up the day for you. Get us ready as we continue on with week number 2 of Advent. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, we got all these great interviews, by the way, that are standing by for you to download, share them with your friends and neighbors. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is you're probably, you know, deducing here is that this show is a rare opportunity. We're so fortunate to be supported by independent thinkers and syndicators that allow us to speak so freely. I mean, I have people, and I want to bring Adam Holtz on right now and get his input on this, too. Adam Holtz with Focus on the Family and Plugged In. And Adam, you know, I'm often told by our guest or even asked, how can you have such a free forum conversation about what we're dealing with when the cancel culture is so aggressive these days? And I said, well, you know, certainly by the grace of God, I believe God has ordained this. He has set the show aside and has aligned us with like-minded people who are, you know, for our constitutional freedom, who serve God more than man, and that we know that the truth is at the very heart of God. It's most important for him, isn't it?
And on the truth, we can trust God with however the culture responds, whether it's an embrace, whether it's, you know, quote, cancellation, unquote, or whether it's something in between, because we're responsible to be faithful with the message. But, you know, what happens when we cast that seed out? You know, God's sovereign over that, and we can rest in that.
Exactly. And as the Bible says, having done all to stand, you keep on standing.
Exactly.
And you can have you have confidence that God is there. He's still the same. And that that is our duty because of what God has done in our lives, to share that with others, to encourage them, because God doesn't want anyone to perish, and as much as it would count on us. I mean, we're the watchman on the wall that comes with the responsibility that if somebody, you know, dies on our watch, and by dies, I mean eternally taken away from the presence of God, that's on us. And our responsibility is to make sure that we are, we're sound in our faith, that we know how to respond, that we be prepared in and out of season to tell people, you know, the faith we have, you know, like the blind man. He didn't understand. He wasn't some, you know, great apologist who went to, the highest level of the rabbinical studies or anything like that. He just said, hey, this is what God did for me. Right. I don't understand it, but this is what he did. I mean, that is our testimony. And you don't have to be, like I said, you don't have to go to the right theology schools or anything like that. Just say what God has done in your life.
Well, that's exactly right. And I'll go a step further. You know, all of us are evangelists, though, and here's what I mean by that. When we have a good experience, when we have some product we like, we will naturally tell other people about it.
Right.
It's an overflow, right? I mean, this is a ridiculous example, but I came in this morning and the admin for our department had brought these sugar cookies in, and I had one, and I'm like, well, that's the best sugar cookie I've had in years. And I responded to her email telling, you know, she had invited everybody to come get one. I'm like, yeah, go get one, because if you don't, I will, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And, okay, so that's a silly example, but
no.
I think that we naturally will tell people, you know, if you see a great movie, if you go to a great restaurant, you want people to know, hey, there's this good experience out there waiting to be had. And I think the same is true with our relationship with Jesus. If we're experiencing him in a life-giving way, and I'm not trying to, I don't want to over-spiritualize here, but I think we'll naturally share that with others because we want them to experience that as well.
Well, speaking of movies, talk about The Chosen, Christmas with The Chosen. This is off the charts. I mean, originally it was only supposed to be a Fathom event for a couple of days.
Yep.
And generally, you know, about 800 theaters, you know, 850 is about the most I've ever seen before. I mean, here they've maxed out their capacity. I mean, 1,700, I think, which is the totality of their universe. Every one of the theaters, and they've extended it for 10 days.
Yeah.
So this is going to go, you know, this started on the 1st of December, will continue until December the 10th. This is really special. I mean, Dallas and the team have really outdone themselves. And the musicians that are there, that are part of the presentation, what a blessing. I mean, it's no wonder that people are talking about Christmas with The Chosen this year.
Well, that's right. And it's kind of in a way, it's a little bit of a return to that Christmas special of yesteryear. And here's what I mean by that. You referenced the musicians, and it is about a 2-hour feature. And the first half or so is comprised of a whole bunch of Christian musicians. Phil Wickham for King & Country, Brandon Lake, Maverick City Music, and a whole bunch more. That's not even close to all of them. They're singing and performing both classic and new Christmas carols, and they're talking about the impact that this series has had on them. And if you're not familiar with The Chosen, this is a series done by Dallas Jenkins that has been crowdfunded. So the funding proposition has been pretty unique, and it really is looking at the life of Christ from a variety of perspectives of the people he called to be his followers. And it's gritty, it's realistic, but it's not PC. You know, sometimes I think when we get these kinds of stories, people want to iron out the important stuff, and Dallas doesn't do that. It's absolutely theologically faithful, even though obviously it's a dramatization of the life of Christ. And then the second half of this Christmas special is a new episode called The Messengers, which focuses on Joseph and Mary and their path to Bethlehem and the birth of Christ. And, you know, I was struck, even though we know that mangers and, you know, stables are not clean places, to watch Joseph shoveling manure before Jesus is born is pretty profound, Bill.
Yeah, it really is. Well, and that's the whole series here, because Dallas has really, he assumes that we get it, that Jesus was deity.
Right.
But he really focuses on the humanity of Jesus and brings this out. And even in messengers, as you say, these were angels. So you had a messenger that came to Mary. You had a messenger that came to Joseph. And the similarity of the message for both of them and how it congealed and was in agreement, and all, perfectly designed, with every aspect of how Jesus would come to earth, come down from heaven to earth to be God with us. And yeah. Not as some reigning king, but as a babe, as a fellow humanoid.
Yep.
And
the droppings of, draft animals, right?
Yes, exactly.
It couldn't have really been much, much worse, honestly, in terms of where he came into existence in this world. And you're exactly right. He came down to be one of us. And I think incarnation is one of those words that I think that we can, I don't know, it's kind of theological. You may not think about it too much, but he was incarnate. He was in flesh.
Yeah.
He was one of us. And I want to circle back to where we started this conversation. In our digital age, it's so easy to just communicate from a distance via, social media, via text. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But Jesus came to be with us in the flesh, and I think it would, do us all well to think, who of the people that I am, in direct contact with, what does it look like for me to be Jesus to them in the flesh this Advent season? Because I think sometimes we get so wrapped up in presents and stress and politics and all this stuff, and all those things are important, but, am I missing out on the opportunity in the flesh to be a blessing to somebody today? Because I don't want to miss that.
Yeah. Yeah. What comes to mind here, Adam, is we're called to be a gift.
Yes.
Just as Jesus was a gift. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
And I connect with that, and I'm challenged by that to think, at different times. I mean, I've been reminding everybody this morning that this is the second week of Advent, which is it's about faith. That's what you meditate on is, okay, faith. I mean, it requires faith for you to believe that God would send his son in the form of a baby.
Yeah.
And, this is like, if you want to sit around with a lot of philosophers in your college class and that doesn't believe in God, they're not going to buy into the virgin birth.
Right.
I mean, and that tells you really clear right from the get-go that they are in violation. They're out of step with, priority one, and that is that it takes faith to please God. And God says, do you trust me? Do you believe that I would not leave you to your own devices, that I would send my son to bring you back home where you belong? I mean, the greatest present that we could ever want is right there. And until you really, your brain can get around that and receive by faith God's gift, God's eternal gift, man, that's a struggle, isn't it? I mean, it's a struggle enough when you have accepted it, but if you haven't, I mean, it's like you're fighting against God himself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And his invitation is there to accept every day.
Amen. But I love your idea. I'm going to hold on to that, Adam, that, hey, this Christmas, go be the gift.
Yes.
Go be God's gift, the extension of Emmanuel. God is with us. My friend, Merry Christmas, as always. I just so appreciate you. Thank you very much. Adam Holtz.
Thanks, Bill.
From Focus on the Family. Take care.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer category.